Got your Bibles, turn with the 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. First Corinthians chapter numbers, I said five, but four, excuse me, four. I'd like to read verse number 7. Who maketh thee to be different from another? What hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why doest thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? We'll read it one more time, then we'll pray. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why doest thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Would you pray with us? Our Father, we're grateful for the opportunity of coming together here in your house this morning. And Lord, we thank you for your presence. We pray that you indwell us and fill us with your power and spirit this morning. We pray that you'd fill your house with your Shekinah glory. Meet with us and visit us, our Father. May you blow winds of heaven upon us. May your spirit begin to move in our hearts and lives in a special way. In our hearts, it's here in this community and across this country. We desperately need it so. We know that everything, with all your goodness toward us and everything that you've given us, have us to be more grateful and thankful for it, not take it for granted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You ever wondered, you look at some people and you say, I'm glad I'm not like them. I'm not into this or into that kind of sin, that in the world thing that they in. But I want to tell you something. We begin to think and to look at that. We see some people still bound by sin, bound by Satan. We see some people still bound in their sins, whether it be alcohol, whether it be drugs, whether it be any other thing that you could name, hundreds of them. But you see them, but God said, he's saying here to us this morning, I believe what's upon our hearts, to share with us who made the difference. Why are you different? Why are you different than some people? Why aren't you where you used to be? Why aren't you still out there in the world where you was? Why I'm not out there? I'll tell you why. He who maketh, it says, the different. Now, I got to look at that word maketh. I think it's different. Didn't it say he who make? But it's not just make, but he's still making us. Amen. He's still conforming us into the image of Son to make us different. I want to tell you something. A believer, a Christian, a born-again Christian believer is different than this world and different than those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a difference been made. But what maketh thee to be different? I'll tell you what it was. Everything we have. He goes on to explain it. He said, what hast thou that thou didst not receive? We received every bit of it, Brother Larry. Not one thing. That, listen, change come in our life that's different about us as a Christian than the world out there. It ever bit of it has been, listen, we have received it from the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't something we mustered up. It wasn't something that we worked up. Listen, some people think you can't work for your salvation, but I'll tell you what you can do. You work it out, thank God. He said he works it in, and we, by the grace of God, can work it out. I want to thank God for the grace of God. You know what the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Guess what? It's a gift. You know how what you do with a gift? You just receive it. You didn't earn it. We's unworthy. We couldn't earn it. You couldn't have another price tag you couldn't put upon it to buy it. But thank God we received it from our Lord Jesus Christ. What makes you different? John 1:11, 1:10, 11 says, he said he came to his own, and his own what? Received him not. But he said in verse number 11, I believe it is, or 12 along or anyhow, in the first chapter of St. John, he says this, but as many as what? Received him. He said he gave them power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. You know what? We receive that. You said, I'm saved. Thank God you are. You know how you got it? You received it. Jesus went to Calvary, paid that price on the cross of Calvary. He paid that supreme debt. Thank God he gave it to you. He said, as many as receive him, to them gave he power. We become sons of God through the power. That's why he said in Romans 1:16, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to him what? That believeth. Didn't stop at the Jews. Thank God it didn't. Jew first. And also the Gentiles. It's the power of God. But how do we come about it? We receive it. And therefore, if we received it, they got all puffed up in this chapter. They got puffed up at Paul. They got puffed up at one another. They said to Paul and Apollos and all these things going on, but I won't tell you something. You look at the Apostle Paul's life. He'll tell you, I am what I am by the grace of God. He was on the road to Damascus, destroying Christians, persecuting them. Listen, consenting to the death, taking them in. I'll tell you what, but God said, I got a different road for you, son. And he met him on the road to Damascus. And what made the difference in Paul's life is he met Christ. That's the difference. What is it? The difference he makes in our lives. He met Christ. Hey, church membership won't do it. Making decisions won't do it. Being baptized won't do it. You got to get born again. Hallelujah. You got to get born again. You know what? Listen, whatever God, you know, God maketh us different one from another. He said, whatever, anything that you received, I want to tell you something. Listen, God didn't come to you. Listen, we received a lot of blessings and benefit for being born in America and being born even when we were and being born where we were with the families and homes we were born in. Thank God, but I want to tell you something. Paul tells us about it. And in the scriptures in Corinthians tells us about it. There's nothing that you didn't receive. No one ever asked you and didn't ask me either. Where'd you like to be born? No one ever said to you, would you like to be born in America? Would you like to be born in Florida? Or would you be born in New York State or California? No. When I think about the sovereign grace of God, how did God... Listen, he didn't ask me where I wanted to be born. He didn't ask me what family I wanted to be in. He's sovereign. Everything that you are and how this morning, where you were born, what you have is a gift from God. Every bit of it. And we ought to appreciate it. We ought to thank God for it. We ought to thank God. Hallelujah. You know what? It's all because of the grace of God. You who you are. Yes, you are. Apostle Paul, he didn't argue who he was and what he'd been. He said, I am what I am. Amen. What he said was by the grace of God. By God's grace, I am what I am. You what you are, you're not me, and I'm not you. But I'll tell you what, I want to thank God
So God didn't ask these things. He didn't say how big you want to be. He didn't say what do you want to look like. He didn't say a lot of things. You could go on. He just sovereign. He just made you and he made me. And glory to God, everything we have, we received it from him for the glory of God. Did you know what? Whatever God's given you, and you see in this passage of scripture, he said, well, for who maketh thee to differ from another? Well, we know it's God. We know God got a hold of us. Did it mean we're superior to anybody else? No. Did it mean we're supposed to look down on nobody else? No. Did it mean we ought to, listen, not care? But no, I'm going to tell you something. When you realize what God done for you and made you different, you want to share that. Listen, God, he can do the same for anyone else. What maketh thee to be different? Well, or who maketh thee? This is what it says. Who? My wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. One day, he just offered it. You know what? He said, and what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Not a talent, not a gift, not anything that you have received, that you hadn't received. God gave it to you. You always remember that. Some of you are a lot smarter than some of us. I realize that. But you know what? God made me. He made you. Hallelujah. He did. Hey, what makes you different? Who made you different? And then he said, from another, you don't have a thing that you haven't received. In other words, he's saying, you didn't build all this up yourself. You didn't make yourself. You didn't make yourself like you are. Nobody ever asked you, before you was born, did you want to be a boy or a girl, did they? No, God just brought you in this world who you are and like you are. Hallelujah. So in the natural things, listen, we receive that God foreordained. Listen, from the beginning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The quicker you can realize I'm just me, and you quicker you realize you just you. Amen. The more you can enjoy life and say, Lord, you know exactly what you're doing. Hallelujah. Hey, he said, why hast thou that thou didst not, what have you got you that didn't receive? We received it all. Whatever it might be. We sure did. Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received? I'm going to tell you something. God don't like us to be glorying. I tell you, all that goes to him. Goes to him. There's another passage of scripture. A lot of them in this book that goes with this. There's one over in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. It is about the one's unprofitable servant, one of them was. God called him to him and he said, I'm going to give you something. He gave one of them five talents and one two and one. Right? Well, that it had the five, he received that from the Lord. He put it to use. He put it where he can make some interest. Put it to use. Used it. One that had two did the same. One that had one, he hid it. But I want to tell you something. You know what? If he'd have done what the others done with that one. You see, sometimes people say, well, I'm not gifted much. I don't have no talent. I don't have no gift. I want to tell you something. If you got one, come from God. God gives severally as he will. But that one that had the five, He doubled it. One that had two did the same. But you know what the one had the one did? He hid it. Then he told the Lord, said, I know you, I knew you was a hard, I knew that you was, and he went on trying to, you know, blame on the Lord. What reason he didn't use what he had. I'm going to tell you something. God gives you a gift. You better use it. God gives you a talent. You better use it. Use it. Hey, use it for the glory of God. Use that talent. Do it for Jesus. I tell you what, if we would put to use what God we've already received from Him, you'd be amazed what would happen in the work of God. You say, well, preacher, I don't have no talent. I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Whatever God has equipped you with is what you're going to be. You're not going to be responsible for what He equipped me with. I'm not going to be responsible for what He equipped you with and the gift or the talent that He has given you. Some people got a gift of writing. They can just... They got a gift of a lot of things. But I'm going to tell you something. What's God given you? Whatever He's given you to use in His kingdom, do it. Let's get busy. Let's get busy. You know that last one? He hid all of it and he knew the Lord was hard. He said, "You hard?" And accused the Lord and all that. I mentioned that a while ago. But you know what happened? He was unprofitable. You know what God did with him? You know where he went, don't you? Outer darkness with his weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'll tell you something. God's a serious God. I want to tell you, if God blessed you, Here's a simple thing I want to say about that. It's a fact. Many, many, many had opportunities to get things right with God and do what's right, listen in the eyes of God, but they won't do it and hadn't done it. But I want to tell you something. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Not one minute. Not one second. Don't put it off. No, sir. Don't do it. He said in 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. He first began to us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel? If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Where let him that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well doing as unto a faithful creator. I'm going to tell you something. God's faithful. And you can commit it all to him. And so I want to thank God. We got a Lord. Some people say he's too hard. One that gave one thought he was. But I'm going to tell you something, God. There ain't nobody else that's more compassion and more love than our Lord. He's patient. He's long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And God, in His sovereign grace and mercy, is calling. He's calling you and I. He's calling us into His service. He's calling us. He called those servants before Him to give account. And you know what they had to do when the time come? They had to give account of where God had blessed them. And the more God blesses you, and the more gifts God gives you, and the more talents God gives you, the more you're going to be held responsible. You're going to, and I'm going to. Listen, I tremble sometimes and shake before His presence and say, oh, God. Oh, Lord, don't let me misuse what you've given me. Don't let me abuse it. Let me use it for your glory and your praise. Oh, Lord, stir our hearts. But I want to tell you something. Every one of us, God has given us something to do and something to work for Him in His kingdom. Get busy. Let's get at it. That's God. You say, why does He give 1 10, 1 5, 1 2, and 1? He's sovereign. Best thing sure I know. He can do what He wants to. He can give who He wants to give what. You don't tell God what to do. I'm telling you, He's God. If He's given you one talent, I challenge you to use it for the glory of God. Use it. Don't sit on it. Don't bury it. That's the trouble with us now. We've got what He's given us. We got it buried in this whole world. And listen, He don't want us to bury it in this whole world. He wants us to use it for His glory. That's God. So I'm telling you, what did it say in Matthew 25? It said they had to give account. Had to give account. He called them. They had to check up. Hey, keeping records. He knows. You can't fool God. Hey. So I want to encourage this. At Calvary Baptist Church this morning, I want to encourage us. May God encourage us all. Hey, use what God, the gift that God's given you. It may be playing instruments. It may be singing. Some of us can't sing, but I love to sing, but if everybody else is singing. I want to do what I can. Hey, I don't want to hold back on God. He's going to hold me responsible. And He's going to hold you responsible. You say, well, I can't get up there and preach. Well, if He calls you, you can. But if He ain't called you to do that, God's called you to do something. I believe everyone at least has one gift or one talent. Yours might be witnessing to something. It might be going out visiting, knocking on doors. I was saying about the other day, got a conviction about it. How long has it been? How long has it been since I'm a long time? Since I've been knocked on all these doors. Knocked on them. This time we get at it again. You know why? There's lost souls out there. And God's going to hold us responsible for those. We ought to start with the ones nearest to us. Spread out. I'm going to tell you, if we're going to use it, what God's given us, we got some talent, a lot of talent around here. God blessed us. He has. Really has. Blessed us with some teaching talent, preaching talent, and I'm talking about myself, I'm talking about some of His other brothers. But He's blessed us. He's blessed us, and I appreciate these other preachers that help us and pray for us and help minister. I appreciate all your teachers that are teaching those children all these years. Thank God for. Let's get busy. Tell you something. He's given us gifts and talents. Use them. If you only got one, be sure you put it to use for God's glory. Hallelujah. You know what one of the greatest, I believe, gifts or talents, what you want to call them to be, is to be an intercessory prayer warrior. Nothing take the place of that. Used to have some across this country. You said, well, I can't get out and go. Knock on doors, I can't get out. I can't get around that good no more. I tell you what you can do. You can get with God and pray. And folks, listen, me and we're still trying to meet. There was four of us in last night. We're going to keep on. And some of the rest of y'all is going to come, just as sure as I'm standing up here. We pray it on Saturday night. We're going to change it from 5 to 6 since the time changed. So we don't forget that. Lord willing, next Saturday night. You say, why? What happened? I've seen it work. If God's people, which you call, we God's people. If my people, he said, called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. You know, I was reading. I try to read something besides what the Lord played on my heart to preach on. But I was reading over in the book of, can't remember now, if it's Chronicles, King, somewhere there in the Old Testament. It's the Chronicles, about the sixth chapter, where it was right forward, where I was just talking about, where Solomon was praying. And you know what it said the last of that prayer? One of the greatest things in the whole prayer, and forgive us. That was one of the last words. Or forgive our sin or forgive us. I can't remember that way. That's what it was. Forgiveness. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. That's what he prayed. You know what? We need to pray that too. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our coldness and hardness of heart. God, start a fire in our soul and send revival. You say, what are y'all praying for on Saturday night? We're praying for we share a few minutes of prayer requests, and then we're praying for those, and we're praying for revival. Had some meetings, but I want to see a revival. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? So if you can't do anything but intercede and pray every day, hit that prayer closet. In the morning, we need to get like old Daniel was. In the morning and noon, thank you, and the evening time, three times a day. And you know what? They didn't. Just because they told them to shut that up and quit. You know what I told somebody? We don't have to tell nobody to hush us up to quit. Just got that weak, got that unconcerned. But I'm going to tell you something. They told them, don't you pray anymore. No way in that name no more. You know what they kept doing? As they did before. Praying. Praying. How about old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You're going to bow down when I blow that trumpet. Mm-mm. A lot of trumpets being blown today. Just bow down to the world and bow down to everything else. They said, no, we're not going to do it. Well, Daniel, he went to the lion den. Shadrach, Meshach, back in Abednego went to that old furnace. That was heated how many times? 7 times hotter. Boy, they said, we'll get them. Got them in, throw them in there. Didn't bother them none. They walking in there. They throw them in there bound up. God set them loose. It's always amazed me right here. Said, old King said, oh, didn't we throw 3 in there? He said, I see 4 in there. And said, they're walking around. He said, the 4th looks like the Son of God. I always wondered how he knew what he looked like. But you know what? He didn't have no problem that day, did he? He knew something was going on. I'm going to tell you something, though. Thank God. I'm telling you, we're serving the same God. So one of the greatest gifts that we can be given is a gift of prayer that will intercede and pray and talk to the Father. I'll tell you something about this praying. I'll tell you what hit me one day. When he said Jesus went on the mountain, prayed how long? All night. He prayed, talking to the Father while he was here on this earth, as God, as man, but he was talking to the Father. But you know what? If he needed to pray, how much more does this old boy need to pray? Well, let me ask you this. I've heard people say, well, if they're going to get saved, they're going to get saved. Well, why ain't pray for them then? You better pray God move them. You better pray God convict them. And that's what we're praying. You got some lost loved ones? Don't just wait around and say, well, they'll come in after a while. You better pray God get a hold of the hearts. Because if you'll be honest, just like I try to be honest, and all of us will, we weren't hunting God when he run us down. But God. So folks, don't give up. What God's blessed you with, use it. Hallelujah. Praise God. God blessed you with health. Listen, use it. You say, oh, you'll burn out. Well, that's what people get on to me all the time. I say, well, you lay down for a while and you get up and I'm going to go as long as God give me grace. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you something. He's got the strength. And we'll trust him. He's got the grace. It's grace. That's what he even said about salvation. Ephesians 2:8, by grace are you saved. That not of yourself, it's a what? A gift of God. I'm going to tell you what. How do you receive a gift? Have you ever seen, I want you to notice something. Have you ever, I'm sure you have seen, I saw not too long ago, television's on somewhere, and you know what I saw? Somebody won something. Big bunch of money. On one of them shows, I guess, some kind of show. Won a bunch of money. Did they sit there? They were jumping up and down, hollering, screaming, shouting. And what did they, listen, what are they going to do? Listen, they going to receive that money. They knew it was coming. Well, you know what? All that money is not worth. And it was millions. All that money. You let somebody win the lottery, won a bunch of money. They're going to do all kinds of stuff. They're going to holler and shout and all the things like that. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you, we got something more valuable than any lottery could ever get to. We got something more valuable given to us. It's salvation through faith in Christ. We got the greatest and the biggest and the most expensive thing. You said, do. It cost God his only begotten son. It cost him his blood to shed, to cleanse us from sin. Thank God he's still doing it. And we got something to shout about. Shout about. Hey, it's time we get excited for the Lord and praise him. Hallelujah. I remember we was young as they had praise service. And I remember seeing some of them shout. They go to praising God. And they would shout. Some of them go to shouting up and down the aisles. You know what? They didn't have hardly a thing in this world. Back then, didn't have air conditions in the home. Just heated with wood and open windows to try to stay cool. I'm going to tell you something, but they had God. We have been blessed so abundantly in America. I can remember right down here in front, altar was on the side, but you know where right in the front was? An old wood heater in the church. I mean, we just bored. We helped carry it in there, the wood. But you know what? God has blessed us so abundantly. But you know what? I would be willing, if that's what it took, because that's not going to ever go back there. Well, I don't know what's going to happen. Better back up on that. We don't know what's coming down the road. But I'd be willing if going back to that, them days, would bring God's presence and power like was back then. I'd say, Lord, let us have it. Because his presence is more valuable than all these things that we got. It's convenience is today. God's blessed us. He blessed America abundantly. I talked to different preachers. I talked to different people, and they say it's getting harder and harder and harder to get people to go to church. It is around here, I know. But you know what? I'll tell you what to get it stirred. God to show up. Amen. If God shows up. Hallelujah. So in closing, I want to say to you, what's God blessed you with? What's your gift? What's your talent? You know, when I knew God was calling me to preach, someone said they didn't run from it. I did. I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I kept telling the Lord, no, not me. You must be making a mistake. Not me. But you know what? I found out later, God don't make mistakes. And I thought about why in the world was I accusing him of that. He's always right. He's God. So you may wrestle with some of the same things what God wants you to do. Huh? But I'm going to tell you something. God don't make mistakes. He's exactly right. He never has made one. He knows what he's doing. God does. And you know what? Sometimes in the service of God, we get looking around and say, are we doing anything for God? But you know what? He said, enter into the joys of the Lord, thy good and what? Faithful servant. Sometimes we think he's saying thy good and successful servant. But that ain't what he said. What's God want you to do? What's God want me to be? Faithful. Sometimes people ask me, said, how long have you been over at the church? I said, well, since 73, that's about 45 years. And they're going on 45 years this year. But you know what? You'd think by then we'd have this place running over, wouldn't you? But you know what? If I get to thinking that way, God says, wait a minute. I'm sovereign. You just be faithful. And what God wants you to do is to be faithful. And it's not numbers, it's faithfulness to what he's called us to do. He's faithful to, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Why does he want us to be faithful? Because God is faithful. And he wants us to be faithful. And I'll tell you what, he'll honor it. So, hallelujah. What have you got? Who made you to be different? You don't think about nothing else. I hope that sinks in heavy in our hearts. It did mine. Lord, you did. It's all you. Wasn't me. It's you. It's you, O Lord. Thank you for that. God made you different. And he's not only make us different, but he's making us. What maketh thee different, he's still making a difference. And therefore, we shouldn't glory like we did it ourselves. He did it. Hallelujah. So you know what? That makes me ask God to help me, please, Lord. As I try to win souls, never look down my nose at anybody, because I could still be there. Thank you, Brother Raymond, but for the grace of God. I am what I am. I am what I am by the grace of God. He saved an old wretch like me. And you know why? God keeps punching my heart. Why I try to be patient with lost people. I try to be patient with those that are struggling and this and that. Because I realize, listen, what he's done for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I realize for a fact, you can come just like you are. Just as I am without one plea, O Lamb of God, I plead. Would you stand with me?